You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Our sermon today is called Holy Community. It's part of this Pentecost season series called Holy, as we explore all of the sense of sacredness and holiness that is about our faith, that's about our lives, that's about our world, that's about our God. And today we clearly come to this text that's all about community, that's about being ambassadors, that's about reconciliation, that's not counting people's trespasses, debts, sin, weaknesses. That's all about the all and the everything and the everyone. I hope you noticed all those words as we were going through this scripture text, because Paul's intent is really to help all of us feel that sense of totality, that what Christ did 2,000 years ago on the cross and in the resurrection was total. It was about not just me, not just about you, but all of us. And not all of us just as individuals, but all of us together and coming together and connecting and reconnecting, reconciling together, both with God, with one another, and even with ourselves. Did you hear in this text what Paul is saying? Everything old has already died. It's passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Friends, this is what you and I need in our relationships. It's what we need in our community. It's what we need in our families, in our households, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our nation, in our world. This deep sense that the old has already died. That all the things that we associate with that already gone. And instead, everything has become new. What does that mean? A clean slate. A clean slate for you and for me and for our relationships. And that means giving a clean slate to all those who have offended us, all of those who have debts with us, all those who have trespassed against us, all those who have sinned and violated our boundaries in our lives. What does community in Christ look like? It looks like a clean, fresh slate. One of the words that we use for that around here is, of course, grace. Grace, that clean, fresh linen right here for you. That clean offer, extension of a hand to say, I am here, not clenched, but open, extended out, reaching out, active, intentional, proactive, going after the other person, saying, I want to be a part of your life, even though we've had our moments in the past. But friends, that is history. It is dead. It has gone. And now, in the present, you and I are these ambassadors for Jesus Christ, literally entreating others on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, Jesus Christ. He made Jesus Christ to be sin, even though Jesus Christ knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness, the justice, the forgiveness, the reconciliation of God. That you and I get the chance to walk out into the world right now and embody reconciliation. To walk into our world and say, it's all about grace. Friend, I'm extending you an offer, a clean slate to start over, to recreate these connections, these relationships, this community. That the old, it's gone. The new is here. And everything and everyone is involved in the new. That is what it means to create holy community, sacred relationships, divine bonds between us and others. The human, it's gone. The divine is now here. Do you hear me when I say all of these things? Which relationships, which communities, which connections are you thinking about right now? Which are the ones that are frayed? Which are the ones that are damaged? Which are the ones that have so much tension at them, that need that kind of reconciliation, that need you to be this ambassador of grace, that require you to change your mind, to have a transformation where the old is gone and the new is here? Name those relationships, name those connections, name that community or those communities right now in your mind. Let it sink down deep in your heart and let your soul burst. Maybe it needs to start with tears, the tears that come from that realization that God has accepted me, God has accepted you, that we are reconciled to God in Christ Jesus. Second, go, well then, if God makes that reach of hand out to me, God's making that same hand reach out to somebody else. And if God is holding on to me, and God's holding on to that person, let's complete that circle and grab hands with one another and sit the past behind and enter into the present, to enter into this place and space of grace that we call reconciliation. There's a whole lot of injustice that's involved in all that. There's a whole lot of recognizing that that wasn't good and that shouldn't have happened. But it also means, here are my hands. They're extended freely to you, friend. Come and be a part of this community, in this relationship, with this kind of Christ connection in our lives. It's part of what we're all about as a church. It's one of the reasons why we're called Grace Church here, is that we're the kind of place that extends our arms and our hands and our gaze to all kinds of people and say, come, let's be a part. Let's be together. Let's be a part of this place and this people, where we don't have to think the same way, where we have different ideologies and beliefs and social and political viewpoints, theological understandings, and appreciate the differences in and with one another. Christ created the diversity of our world. When Christ came 2,000 years ago, Christ pulled together a ragtag group of people from all different walks of life, different echelons of society, different races, different professions. And in the early church, man, that spread like wildfire. It's what you and I need to offer the world today. Amen.